Let's say you have a dog and you're about to go on a trip that involves air travel, but you don't want your dog to fly cargo in a crate. Well, do you have 25 bucks? If you were so inclined, you could buy a service dog vest online, along with a really official-looking card that states, "I am a service animal and my right to accompany my handler is protected by federal law." A friend recently told me about these vests, and it got me wondering if fake service dogs are really a thing. So I called a couple of veterinarians to see if they had come across this. I got a hold of Colin Dwyer. He's a vet in New York City. And he said, yeah, he gets asked to certify pets as service dogs all the time.
I usually tell them that I'm not going to lie and put my license on the line just so their dog can sit next to them on a plane. You know, I'd like my dog to sit next to me on a plane, too. But
so you think that's what it's about, people? It's for convenience?
That's 100% what it's about, and most people are very upfront about it. They're like, I don't want my dog to go in the cargo hold, so do you think I could get him certified as a service animal?
But as I looked into it some more, it turned out you don't even need a note from a vet. Even if you threw a vest on your 15-year-old howling beagle who can barely walk or see, chances are you would get away with it. How is this possible? Service dogs are doing a lot of new things these days, which has been a boon for people with different disabilities and health issues. But as is often true with new developments, it has also created confusion, loose rules, and opportunities for fraud. I thought a good place to figure out what is happening would be the Penn Vet Working Dog Center in Philadelphia. They are training dogs to do all kinds of work, and they're doing a lot of research.
Check.
This is where I met Punches, an adorable yellow lab. She is just a bit over a year old, and while her peers may be out in the world sniffing, you know, all the things that dogs sniff, she's walking around in a circle trying to detect low blood sugar.
Focus.
Punches is one of several dogs at the center. Her trainer, Jonathan Ball, is spinning a contraption made from wooden beams that holds four jars containing saliva samples.
Yes, good girl. So she gives a down indication when she finds the correct sample.
The sample Punches is supposed to detect was donated by a person with diabetes while their blood sugar was low. The three other jars contain normal saliva samples.
Yeah, that's it. Good girl. So at any point she indicates that there's the odor, I'm going to reward her.
Punches keeps getting it right. She's already paired up with her future owner, a young woman who comes in a few times a week to get used to having a service dog, which will cost her $20,000. Before Punches leaves the center, she has to learn a lot more than smelling blood sugar dropping. Anne-Marie D'Angelo is in charge of training the dogs at the center.
There is access skills like riding up and down an escalator, elevator, getting in and out of a car, social skills. They can't react to people walking up behind them. They have to remain calm and confident and with their handler and focused on that handler.
Punches is part of Generation 2.0 of service dogs, if you will, exploring new frontiers of what dogs can do. Here's Cindy Otto. She is a veterinarian who heads the Penn Vet Working Dog Center.
Typically, we think of guide dogs. Those are sort of the classic ones. There's hearing assistance dogs. There are mobility assistance dogs, dogs that support autism, post-traumatic stress disorder. Those are all service dogs.
What does a PTSD dog do?
One of the classic things they do is what they call a block, and that just keeps the distance between the person and anybody who might be approaching. So that keeps that person's space a little bit bigger.
What makes all of these dogs service dogs under the Americans with Disabilities Act is that they are providing specific services to the person they are working with. And by the way, the ADA only recognizes dogs as service animals. Miniature horses, for example, and yes, that is a thing, are excluded. But the ADA is also very specific about what is not a service dog. First, pets. Sure, they perform the service of loving us, but that doesn't qualify. And
There's another area that's a little bit more of a gray zone, but truly are not service dogs, and those are the therapy dogs. And they do a wonderful job making people feel better, helping people, but those are not service dogs.
If your dog qualifies as a service dog, they can go anywhere you go. The Federal Justice Department just clarified and updated all of the rules related to service dogs. And legally, staff in restaurants, bus drivers, airport workers, they may only ask two specific questions. One, is the dog a service animal required because of a disability? And two, what work or task has the dog been trained to perform? They are not allowed to request paperwork for the dog or ask any specific questions about the person's disability because that might violate their privacy.
Was that delicious?
Meet Wynn. He's a yellow lab who just got a treat for picking up Allison Brady's cell phone, which fell on the floor.
I've had 3 strokes, so I use him for stability, and he's a seizure alert dog.
She's had Wynn since the summer of 2013. This is her 3rd service dog. The previous 2 are retired, but still living with her.
In 2004, I was having about 100 seizures in a month. I didn't know what to do. I was in a quandary. I'd be walking down the street of Philadelphia and end up on the ground and people just walk around me.
Allison Brady was born with an arteriovenous malformation in her brain. It's an abnormal connection between veins and arteries that causes her seizures. Wynn and the service dogs that came before him either sense or smell when she's about to have a seizure.
First he'll put his paws on my lap and then he'll put his paws on my chest.
And what does that do for you?
It just says, hey, you're going to stay right here.
This prevents falls and injuries. Allison will sit down right where she is, and sometimes Wynn alerts people to help her. The fact that Allison's disability is not immediately visible has meant that sometimes people have told her she can't bring Wynn into a store or restaurant. And on occasion, she's run into some dogs wearing service vests that she wasn't so sure about because they didn't act like they were working.
A little bit yappy or doesn't have total control.
Allison says she doesn't let this bother her, but Cindy Otto from the Penn Vet Working Dog Center does not take kindly to fakes.
Because people who love their dogs and want to travel with their dogs or take their dogs places, yes, they mean well, but they're really causing a problem because their dogs aren't trained for this. And any problems that they cause really are going to create problems for the people who rely on those dogs for their life.
It means people are getting eye rolls and lots of questions. By the way, Wynn sat by Allison's feet the entire time during our conversation without even making the tiniest sound, which is great if you're on a plane, not so great for radio.
He's calm and he listens.
Allison got Wynn from an organization called Canine Partners for Life. She knows how they train their dogs, so she felt comfortable that he'd be able to perform the tasks she needs him to do, because that can be a tricky thing, too. There are no federal standards or procedures for certifying a service animal, and people looking to buy a dog like that have to do a lot of research and homework. Cindy Otto wishes tighter rules were in place.
I definitely believe there needs to be some sort of oversight or certification. The dog has to achieve certain criteria. When we look at our police dogs, when we look at our search and rescue dogs, they all have to pass a test. And that needs to be there so that we have confidence that they can do the job that they're doing.
Otto says this would not only protect consumers from buying a dog that can't do its job, but it would likely stop pet owners from trying to bring this guy on the plane with them.